We bring the highest request. So the more that we can remember that we carry the sunshine, that's all I just keep hearing. It's almost like that's all I'm going to be saying for the next 10 minutes. We carry the sunshine. It's very important we allow ourselves to, oh, thank you, sweetheart. It's very important we allow ourselves to glow. I wanted to say grow, and they're like, glow. It's very important we allow ourselves to glow. It's very important we allow ourselves to achieve our birth. How would I say that? Like in our extreme pleasure. So we want to remember we're birthing a new understanding of self. So the more that we can just drop the mind and drop all the sort of like religious training or teaching or what we think or don't think or believe or don't believe. So we're just letting that be part of like the mind's old paradigm and just allowing it to just sort of soften so that we can feel and breathe forth and spring forth and arrive at the truth of the season. Because all of these festivals of lights, all of these light, all of this time of bringing forth that Christ star is really our own birthing. We want to remember there was a historical figure, but that time has passed. So it's not about the attention to history, what happened in our time travels, as much as remembering that we, each of us, are time travelers in our own accompaniment. In other words, we're the ascended masters in essence that came in and took these incarnations to bring forth the birthing, to teach the populace the new way of springtime. So as you will allow yourself that Christ's mercy, so that Christ's mercy is allowing yourself your stardom, allowing yourself your shine, allowing yourself your halo, allowing yourself that birthing into that new affirmative statement. Because as we affirm that we're the light, as we affirm that we're the higher channel, as we affirm that we're the ascension arrival, we are soon to commit to our own light, to our own station, to our own upliftment, to our own investment in our holy remembrance. So our holy remembrance is really quite different than the imprisoned chattel, like functioning out of the mind or functioning out of the ego or functioning out of very limited statement. When we open up to our infinity, when we open up to our glad and praise, when we open up to our illuminated essence, this is where we begin to apply these higher sequencing and this higher establishment and this higher reunion with the Course work of love. So we want to remember the reason everything exists is because of love. And so love is our true alma mater. Love is our true existence. Love is our true field. So when they said our true field, we want to remember there being this wonderful, beautiful light that's in our higher heart region. And so we're allowing that love full investing rights. In other words, we're allowing it full birthing rights. We're allowing it full consideration. Excuse me. Goodness. Consideration of love happening now. So love happening now is not following the mind and I'm right and you're wrong or you're wrong and I'm right. That's investment in sorrow. That's investment in the belief in judgment. That's investment in the old scenery. So as you will allow that to give way, the old scenery is our history. The old scenery is carrying a grudge against self and others. And we all do that while we're still invested in the old story. So as we allow that to give way, it's just like a sort of like a gentle opening up a present, like letting that wrapping paper give way. It's easy to do, and that's the plan all along. So we really want to understand that. When you open up a present, that paper's going to give way. It was there at first, but it's there no longer. So we want to really realize that what's glowing inside was the present all along, was the investment that we're here to bring forth, to birth all along. And so we want to remember that we come from higher seeking, we come from higher existence. So again, we're all from different star systems and higher dimensional knowings. They're using that word knowings intentionally because we know. They want us to really permit ourselves to know that we know, to know that we know. So we've been playing this false game of sorrow. They're saying like really almost to the very bitter end. And so now is the climax. Now is the acquittal. Now is the sunshine. Now is the ray of light. Now is the twist and turn. Now is that Christ establishment. And again, that Christ being our divine self, being our I am presence, being our Buddhahood, being our higher self. So whatever rings true for you, just imagine there being bells. Just imagine it can be a bell, it can be a tuning fork, it could be an organ note, but anything where you're sort of stating or accelerating or exemplifying or ringing in the truth of the light, the truth of the light, the truth of the birth, the truth of the new establishment, the truth of the new existence, the truth of the new sunshine. And so as we allow that sunshine to be established, we're allowing that light to expand. So remember, we have our light in our higher heart, the eternal flame, and we're allowing that light to expand in our chest, allowing that light to fill our auric field, allowing that light to move past our auric field to the room that we're in, allowing that light to move past the room that we're in to our neighborhood, to the county, to the city, to the state, to the country. Remembering that all borders are false imaginations, so beyond where the border of your country is, to all of life existence. So we understand there's no separation. You are just as powerful to affect all of life existence as you are to affect the person right by your side. To offer all of existence light, to offer all of existence new understanding of self, new privilege, new proximity, new value. New value is essential. We've all been functioning out of a broken understanding of self. So new value is 100 million trillion couldn't even begin to touch the value of you and I. So we want to remember that value. It's priceless. It's priceless. Our attention is priceless. Our focus on our light. It's immeasurable. It's immeasurable. Every time we honor our light, we choose the light. We choose our highest voice. We bring forth immeasurable blessings beyond measure. So now allow that light to fill your loving cup. In other words, wherever you feel depleted, wherever you feel confused, wherever everything will be okay if I could just solve this problem, see that light moving into that aversion. So we all have manifested sorrow. We all have manifested extreme depletion. In other words, an example of our consciousness that believes that we're separate from our divine self. So we all have them, some more than others. But regardless, it's all one. It's all the demonstration of lack. It's all the demonstration of separation. So when we fill our own loving cup, we're choosing the correction, we're choosing the healing, we're choosing the light. But the only way that's going to take place is if we understand our power all along, if we understand our value all along, if we understand what this light truly is. Because as we fill that loving cup, we're consenting to dance. In other words, we're consenting to be an outward demonstration of love incarnate. So when we think of these beautiful masters that have opened up to victory, that have opened up to this, to the higher state, it's now our turn. It's now our turn to demonstrate love incarnate. It's now our turn to demonstrate love in the choosing. So it's, remember the choice, choosing that light, choosing to go beyond the bitterness, going beyond form, going beyond duality, right, wrong, good, bad, going beyond the shame. Some of us, we know we have light, but we're still tinkering around with shame. So that's why that value, that's why that immeasurable, priceless commodity that we are is being well established, because that's going to give our get up and go. That's going to give up our rite of passage. So all the old conversation, remember unwrapping the present, the old doctrination, the old whatever we experienced that went into our consciousness, the shame, in whatever form it took place, that's just sort of like it's the door stopper. It's not letting things be pliable. It's not letting things move. It's sort of stopping the action. That's what's being released. Just as easy as unwrapping a present. The whole idea is to open up the gift. So we're all opening up the gift of true awakening, of true establishment, of true heart-centered consciousness. Heart-centered consciousness is we believe in the value of love. So it's not reporting to all of the old circumstances, the old story. And so we're not placing fault or blame, because those that came before us got indoctrinated with the old story, got shamed, got blamed, and just passed the false teachings along. So we're releasing that blame. Remember, it's just a dream of consciousness. And we've been dreaming a false dream. And we're entitled to our birthing. We're entitled to our breakthrough. We're entitled to our truth. And not only are we entitled, but it's the reason we came. It's the reason we took this precious birth, this precious incarnation. So again, check out your loving cup. Is it full? Did it seem to evaporate? Was it just totally defiled and turned over? Or is it overflowing? So now we want to imagine that loving cup in our higher heart overflowing. So many blessings, it's overflowing. We don't have to worry about if it spills over. We don't have to worry about if it suddenly evaporates for a moment, because it's overflowing, it's continuously flowing, continuously being filled up. So the many blessings, there's no limit. Well, I have this much light, but if I use it up, what if I need something again? It's full of abundance. Overflowing. Whoever needs through us as us. So as we assist ourselves, or better able to assist another. As we assist another, there's plenty more for ourselves. So this is how life is changing all around us. So we want to remember that we're really frequency, we're energy, it's a projection of consciousness. So as we hold that consciousness of light instead of fear, it serves the whole, it serves the awakening. It serves the transfer to 5D reality, because we're asserting that reality of greater understanding of self, of greater understanding of divine union, of greater understanding of unity consciousness, because we are united in our heart, in our sunshine, in the reason for the reason why we came. So allow yourselves to receive and achieve all the mysteries of faith. So this is where in the old reality, a problem is a problem forevermore. But in the new state, when everything is a projection of the one self, and as we're uniting in our heart, and as we're bringing forth the blessings, then whatever is ready to shift is soon to be achieved, because we have graduated in our increase. So our increased involvement in love, our increased involvement in our establishment of our divine union, our increased overflowing chalice of our higher heart, well, all of these offerings are already affecting change in whatever area of your life that was demonstrating depletion, separation, scarcity. Because remember, it was just demonstrating the consciousness that has now been relieved, opening up that wrapping paper to what's inside. So allow that shift to occur naturally. Again, we're all alchemists. We're all ones of higher value. And so as we make our presence known, we bring forth the relief, to many. Because what we're choosing to occur for ourselves, we're offering that divine solution for all to be assisted, for all to understand. So it's power to the people, but in order for the people to have the power, they have to understand their power. They have to understand who they truly are. And that's what we're doing. We can't assist someone any further than we've taken ourselves. So allow yourselves to be encased in this light and see this light forevermore. So it's not one early morning Christmas transmission. Forevermore. Forevermore. No matter what someone says, no matter what we open up an envelope, no matter the matter. So remember, we're functioning in a realm of form, of matter. But no matter the matter, no matter what has presented as evidence of an old consciousness, when love has found its way, remember, we're the light, we're the sunshine. And this is how we bring forth the alchemy, because we simply choose our heavenly delight. This is how we're healing our own consciousness. This is how we're birthing into our new reality. Remember, it's an evolution of consciousness that's occurring now. So everyone's like, well, how? This is how. As we will establish, as we will delight. So delight in the light. But we want to remember to keep serving the light. So remember the value of your attention. What are you attending to? We're attending to our light. We're attending to our overflowing chalice. We're attending to our new birth, our new birthing. They wanted us to say birthing, like as in process, so that we don't forget. So whether it's tonight, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, I'm in my birthing process, opening up to my Christ consciousness, to my divine self, to my I am presence. Let that be heard. Let that be given. Heard by all ourselves. So again, we're activating our spiritual DNA. Recommending our new advancement. And breathe that in. can receive fully. Thanking yourself for choosing your light, for choosing your higher knowing. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.